Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is here. I'm glad she's here, too. All the way from Canada, she's joining us. She's an internationally recognized expert on email. That's right, and she's been joining us now for a long time, for about 8 years, more than 8 years, actually, to help us understand the power and maybe even some of the not so great things about email. She's got her book is called Managing Your Email: Thinking Outside the Inbox. She's our good friend Christina Cavanaugh. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Christina.
I can't believe it's been 8 years.
I know, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does.
Hey, Christina. Email is one of the most powerful tools that I've ever seen. And even with all the new stuff that comes along, isn't it interesting that as excited as people are about social media, so much of the success of social media is because you can notify people about what's happening on social media with email.
That's true.
Right? So the old maybe, you know, not as shiny as it used to be, but it's still valid, isn't it?
It is, and I saw an article not long ago that said email is not going away anytime soon.
That's right. Exactly. What could be more 20th century than the interstate highways, but we still use them, right? They're still valid. So same thing kind of thing with email. One of the things that I'm concerned about, though, is the use of email to make high-level contacts, especially introductions. I've got some things I want to say about that, but I would like to hear your thoughts first.
Those are some of the most important emails, and certainly for your listenership, who are small, medium-sized business, this is sometimes how you gain entry. And how you create that first email, it just says everything. As McLuhan said, the medium is the message.
Mm-hmm.
How you create that email makes the difference between whether you're going to be read and followed up on or whether you're going to be ignored.
Yeah. Well, I have talk to us about that a little bit, because I'm a little bit of a heretic when it comes to that sort of thing with regard to making a high level contact by email. But let's assume that's the only way we can do it. How would you do it the right way?
I'd say that some things you need to do is make sure that the subject line is very clear. So there's some objective in the subject line. So it's not just an introduction. You're asking, you know, something. It's something action-oriented.
Right.
That gets the reader's attention.
That doesn't sound like it's a form letter subject line. That doesn't sound like it's about you. It's got to be about the person that you're sending it to, right?
Yeah, and it could be something like seeking an opportunity to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, seeking an opportunity.
How about this? I would like to meet you.
Yes.
Why not just lay it out there?
Yes, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. And the more tangible and interesting the subject line is, then the more apt the person's going to open that.
Well, but you know, when you tell somebody, I would like to meet you, that's almost as good as saying, I would like to ask your opinion. Everybody loves that.
Oh, they do. They do. They certainly do. So it depends on why you're sending the message. But as soon as you have that nice subject line, go right into the greeting of the individual and indicate how you know that person or whether you don't know them. I just sent a message last week, a cold call, and I said, dear Mr. So-and-so, we have not met,
mm-hmm.
you know. However, and then I went on with what I was requesting. So that way, you need to establish whether you have a social connection with the reader or not. It's really important.
Right. And then,
Sorry. Then the other thing is that you've got to make your request short. So you've got to say up front what you want from them. You know, why are you writing to them? I want to meet you because I want to discuss a business opportunity. I'm raising money, you know, to help with education in the state, something like that. And then after that, it's just a question of a little bit of detail, but not a lot of detail, but enough that the person reading it can make the decision to say, yes, I want to meet with you, or mm-hmm. no, I don't.
And I would like to say that don't use this strategy, using an email to reach out and connect with someone the first time, especially if it's a high-level contact, like a CEO of a company you want to do business with, or a leader in that business that you want to do business with. Don't do that because you're too lazy to get a referral or to somehow get a better way of connecting with this person. Only use what you just said as an absolute last resort, in my opinion. Christina, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, it's good if you can get, again, the first part about the social connection, if you can get a referral or you can get a connection somehow to the CEO or if it's not the CEO, to the right level,
mm-hmm.
That shows you've done your homework.
Exactly.
And that also shows through in your email.
But the point I want to make, Christina, is we got a lot of young folks out there who are just coming up in the marketplace. Folks, this isn't a desirable way to make a first connection with folks. It is one way. The most desirable is to somehow get referred, meet them. You know, even if you have to stalk them in their gym or something like that, but email is an email that they've never heard of you. Coming into somebody who's really busy, there is a wrong way to do it that absolutely won't work. And use this if you need to, but don't do it because you're too lazy to try the other options first.
And the other thing with that, Jim, is that usually if you're addressing it to younger people,
yeah.
it's usually because they want something. You've got to turn it around like good networking that says, what can I do for you?
Bingo. Well said. Christina, give us the website, please.
It's www.christinacavanaugh.com.
Right.
All one word, no use.
All right. Check it out. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.